Welcome back to another captivating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, proudly presented by Modern Campground. I am your host, and today we will be delving into a compelling narrative from the wilderness of the Gem State, Idaho. The story unwinds itself in the heart of nature at an uncommonly unique campground known as Mystic Owlet Retreat. Our leading character in today's episode is the owner of Mystic Owlet Retreat, an inspiring woman known as Serafina Caldwell. An outdoors woman at heart, Serafina has been the custodian of this campground for over a decade. Her love for the wilderness is palpable in the way she meticulously cares for every tree and stream, every trail and campsite, embodying her belief that nature is not only to be explored, but also nurtured. Beneath the canopy of Idaho's expansive pine forests, Mystic Owlet Retreat is an idyllic refuge where the constellations sparkle with unmatched clarity, and the air is steeped in tranquility. But the charm of the place doesn't end at its scenic allure. The campground is named so for a reason. It is a haven for owls, and it attracts a plethora of nocturnal creatures, adding an element of mystery and wonder to the nights. It's in this enchanting setting where our story for today, the campground bat-watching event, educating about these nocturnal creatures, takes flight. Stay with us as we journey alongside Serafina through an enlightening and challenging chapter of her life.
As the devoted caretaker of Mystic Owlet Retreat, I've always prided myself on the serenity and grace this place radiates. However, a few years back, we faced a challenge that threatened to disrupt that peace. Our campground, known for the ethereal hooting of owls, became the unexpected home to a large colony of bats. At first, their presence was an intriguing novelty. The bat-watching sessions by the fireside were something our visitors adored. However, as the colony grew, so did the concerns of our guests. Some feared diseases. Some were simply uncomfortable with the nocturnal creature's presence. And others expressed concern for the owl's habitat. The dilemma was multifaceted. On one hand, we had the campground guests, their comfort and safety, our top priority. On the other hand, we had the natural balance of the environment, which, as lovers of the wilderness, we were determined to maintain. The bats, like the owls, were natives of these woods. It was their home, too. Several options presented themselves as potential solutions. One was to hire professionals to relocate the bat colony, though that raised ethical questions about disturbing their natural habitat. Another was to do nothing, leaving the bats undisturbed but risking the loss of our guests. A third was to educate our visitors about the important role bats play in the ecosystem, hoping to alleviate their fears and concerns. It was this option that we chose, deciding to transform the perceived problem into an educational opportunity. Implementing this solution was a journey woven with both unexpected roadblocks and successes. We invited bat specialists and conservationists to deliver talks and guided bat-watching tours. At first, it wasn't as well received as we'd hoped, with some visitors leaving early due to their entrenched fears of bats. However, slowly but surely, we started noticing changes. The skeptics gradually turned into curious learners, and the fear dissolved into fascination. The biggest roadblock came when we had to briefly suspend our bat-watching tours due to a white-nose syndrome outbreak in a neighboring county. This fungal disease, deadly to bats, posed a threat to our new colony, but it also gave us another opportunity to educate our guests about the threats these creatures faced. We leveraged this time to increase our focus on educational talks, emphasizing the importance of bat conservation. The transformation this solution brought was profound. Not only did our guests grow to appreciate, respect, and even love the bats, but they also started advocating for their conservation, spreading the knowledge they gained here beyond the boundaries of our campground. From families teaching their communities about the ecological roles of bats, to school children turning their bat-watching experiences into science projects, the impact was far-reaching. The experience taught us a lot about dealing with unexpected challenges. Patience, perseverance, and a positive outlook can turn any situation around. More importantly, it reiterated the power of education in changing perceptions. If you ever find your campground facing similar challenges, remember, every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. Use it to educate, enlighten, and make a difference.
And so, dear listeners, Through the captivating chronicle of Serafina Caldwell and the Mystic Owlet Retreat, we've traveled the path of challenge, decision-making, and ultimately, transformation. This narrative is more than just a story about solving a problem. It is a testament to the power of education, the potential in every challenge, and the profound impact one can have when we refuse to see the world in problems, but rather in opportunities. Serafina didn't merely solve her bat problem. She turned it into an opportunity for education, for growth, and most significantly, for fostering respect and understanding for these often misunderstood creatures of the night. Her story is a beacon of inspiration, illuminating the way forward not just for campground owners, but for each one of us. It's about coexisting with nature, embracing its marvels and its challenges, with open arms and an open mind. As we wrap up this thrilling episode of the MC Campground Chronicles, we hope Serafina's story has sparked a new perspective in you, one that sees possibilities in the face of challenges. Perhaps it may even inspire your own bat-watching event, or a similar initiative that fosters understanding and respect for the wonderful creatures we share our world with. Thank you for tuning in today and journeying with us through this intriguing tale. Be sure to subscribe so you won't miss any future episodes. We have a host of campground chronicles waiting to be unveiled, each with its unique insights and invaluable lessons. Until next time, let us remember Serafina's story and strive to see our own challenges as opportunities waiting to be discovered.